We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Amy Menefee, a policy advisor and spokesperson for Patients United Now, a coalition banding together against government-sponsored universal health care reform. We're going to be talking for the next several minutes about why the group believes this is a bad step for the nation to take, but they're also rolling out a nationwide ad campaign. Here's just a small excerpt from that campaign.
Government runs health care in Canada. Care is delayed or denied. Some patients wait a year for vital surgeries, delays that can be deadly. Many drugs and treatments are not available because government says patients aren't worth it.
And so we're now joined by Amy Menefee. Amy, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
The thrust of that ad, which we didn't actually play, is of a woman who had a brain tumor, lived in Canada, couldn't get treatment, said they wanted to, for her to wait 6 months. She eventually came to the U.S. and was able to get the surgery she needed to live. What is the larger message you're trying to send to the American public about the program that Canada has and the one we may be headed towards?
Well, Shona, the woman who is in the ad, has such a powerful story, and she says in the ad that what she wants to tell Americans is don't give up your rights. Don't give up your rights to the choices of treatment, the choices of doctors, just the almost unending options that we have here in this country that actually saved her life. She was able to come here, get a very quick diagnosis. They said, hey, you need surgery immediately, and they scheduled it, and she had the surgery. And she wouldn't have been able to do that in her home country, sadly, because of the way that healthcare is structured there. They have, you know, everyone is on a government system there, and it results in very long wait times. They actually tell people you have to wait 6 months or a year, and it doesn't really matter if you feel like you need to be at the head of the line, you know, because your treatment is very urgent. So this is, you know, this is why we're trying to call attention to this disparity, because politicians are talking a lot about reforms in Washington, and everything seems to be moving toward a more centralized control over health care. So we're trying to get people educated, get patients' voices in the debate. You know, patients are really ignored so far. We've heard a lot about the health industry, different parts of the health care industry, and patients have not been heard from. So that's why we started Patients United Now.
Amy, what is it about the government-run system in Canada, as well as some other places, England among others, that leads to the point where healthcare seems to be a ration, for lack of a better term, and people do have to wait that long? And what about the current legislation being thrown about on Capitol Hill makes you think this would be a rerun?
Well, you know, when you look at the systems in other countries, there are a couple of different things that lead to, I think the rationing and the wait times go hand in hand. One that we already have in the works here is this comparative effectiveness board. We had in the stimulus bill that was passed earlier this year, the stimulus bill, which was supposed to stimulate the economy, also created this new council, a federal council of presidential appointees in the federal government that are supposed to direct research to compare medical treatments in the U.S. And this kind of research has already been going on. It's not that it's just now starting, but there's now this new board that's going to oversee it. And Britain also has such a board, and it's turned into a nightmare for patients there because they use the board to measure not just the effectiveness of the medical treatments, but the cost. And they use their board to make cost decisions about which drugs are too expensive, and they just won't fund those types of drugs. So that's a big concern. We don't want to see ourselves going in that direction with our medical treatment board. The other thing that leads to wait times is, you know, if you look at Massachusetts, this is a great example. We've already tried this there, where they essentially said, okay, everyone has to go and buy health insurance. And so they haven't quite gotten to 100% coverage yet, but they've put so many people onto an already strained system with doctor and nurse shortages that are already going on across the country. And suddenly all of these people said, well, you know, now I have to go get in line for the doctor because everyone has, we all have health insurance and we all have to go to these few doctors. They have wait times now of up to 100 days just to get in to see a primary care physician. So once you try to dump everyone into the same system, it turns out to have fewer options and longer waiting times instead of actually expanding patients' options, which is what we'd really like to see.
And many, of course, who are in favor of this form of health care reform cited Massachusetts as being a trailblazer in this area. Amy, President Obama has said that in his version of health care reform that he believes Congress will pass largely the way he wants it. If you like the system you have now, if you like the coverage you have now, the plan you have now, great. Nothing changes. But if you don't have coverage and if you don't like the plan, you'll have a taxpayer-provided option. Why would those who like what they have now end up suffering as a result?
Well, it's really disingenuous for people to say that the types of reforms that are being bandied about out there would that they would not change the current situation. As much as the president has said, if you like your coverage now, you can keep it. We've got so many ideas out there. From you mentioned the having a public health insurance plan. If we started to have that, there have been studies have been done to show how many people would actually join that plan, and many of them not really by their own choice, but by their employer's choice, because they already get insurance at work, and the employer could easily look to a government-run plan, which would be cheaper than private insurance, and say, this looks like a good deal for me. I can put my employees on this plan, and then it's not going to cost me as much money as it is right now. So that's a concern, again, taking some of the decision-making power away from the patients. And that's what patientsunitednow.com is all about.
Amy, about 60 seconds left here. We've talked about the ad that's running now nationwide. What other messages through this ad campaign and other spots are you hoping to convey here in the coming weeks?
Well, we're going to get, in the coming weeks, we're going to get more specific with legislative calls to action. That's going to be the second phase of our initiative that's going to be rolling out. But we also have grassroots events that are going on all over the country right now. And if you go to patientsunitednow.com, you can check out our events page and hopefully come out and join us at an event near you.
Amy, once again, the site is patientsunitednow.com. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Amy Menefee is a policy advisor and spokesperson for Patients United Now. To see the latest spot, if you haven't already, on your local television system, go online. Once again, that site, patientsunitednow.com. This healthcare debate not going away anytime soon. In fact, it's going to be escalating here in the weeks ahead since the president wants a bill on his desk by the 1st of August. This is Dateline Washington.